Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Dave with Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. That's right, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your frequency.
Hi.
We have a very special show lined up for you guys today, Brother Colin. We can absolutely hear you live on the air with us. Just wanted to let you know, baby boy. Along with that, listen up, all you beautiful angelic souls that choose to tap into Dave's Good Vibration Station, soon to be Divine Mind Tribe Radio. We want to thank you. We love you. We want to say how much you and your participation truly means to us. We are obviously forever grateful for everything that you, as the listener, as the participant, does to really give, you know, what we do value. Without you guys, we wouldn't have any value. And we want you to know that we recognize that. Without the participation of the listeners, without the participation of the thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of people that do absolutely engage themselves with the multiple platforms via social media, the internet, blockchain, that we offer, we want to thank you guys, and we want to tell you that we love you, and that we appreciate you, and that we recognize you, and we always will. So as you guys may know, we are in a time of transformation. You are in the time of transformation. We are always transforming, always changing, always shifting. Speak about transformation and a beautiful soul and an amazing, really unique and special partnership. I would like to welcome my dear brother, Colin, to the show. How you doing, baby?
I'm so good. How is everyone today?
Oh, man, I'm going to speak on behalf of everyone and say awesome. And by the way,
awesome.
By the way, everyone, if you want to tell us how you're feeling, Colin actually went ahead and is assisting in managing Divine Mind Tribe Radio at gmail.com. As you guys know, I've been managing Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com, not Dave's Good Vibration Station at gmail.com. I love you all so much. I cannot tell you how many emails have been sent to Dave's Good Vibration Station at gmail.com. Unfortunately, when we made the email, we did make it Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. So we want to thank you guys so much. Keep the emails rolling in. Keep coming in. Sorry, guys. I just had a quick microphone adjustment. Thank you. But most importantly, or I should say as equally as important, because, hey, man, everything each and every single one of you has to say is of equal importance. Colin is now assisting in the management of responding back to touching base on and, establishing new relationships and connections via Divine Mind Tribe Radio at gmail.com. So if you guys want to get in the scoop of, the new, fresh, tasty energy of what's going on with Divine Mind Tribe, you go ahead, feel free to shoot us an email, divinemindtriberadio@gmail.com. Of course, check out our social media platforms, Instagram being our largest and currently most influential, just divine.mind.tribe. You can also check out our YouTube channel, obviously Divine Mind Tribe, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. So let's get straight into today's show. Brother Colin, you've been with me personally hosting these shows for the last, we came up with a number last week. It's been about 11 years?
12-ish?
11 moving 12-ish. Into 12?
Well, I'm 28 in December, and we started when we were 16, so yeah.
Wow. 12 years. Wow. So, having said that, there's a lot that changes in 12 years, guys. There's a lot that changes in 12 years. So today's show, we're going to be talking about a couple things. Today's show is one of our beautifully and so esoterically inspired candid shows where we don't necessarily have a fixed topic, but we do have a myriad of different ideologies, concepts, experiences that we want to share with you and specifically engage with you to get your feedback. We want to hear from you, the listeners. We want to hear what you want more of. We want to hear what you don't want. We want to hear certain products that interest you, certain themes in life that interest you that are of, the same general idea of what we promote here on Divine Mind Tribe. Obviously, if you have chosen to, become a Satanist, you feel free to send it to us. We love it. We love all the different perspectives and all the different belief systems, but chances are that kind of content isn't going to be aired. But if you do feel like sending us, pretty much anything and everything that you feel like is in alignment with what, we speak about here and the messages that we share on the LI Talk Radio platform through Dave's Good Vibration Station, soon to be Divine Mind Tribe Radio, and our social media outlets, feel free to go ahead and reach out and do so. So that was my word vomit for the morning. Thank you guys for taking that in. I really, really appreciate it. I hope it tasted like chia seeds and apple cider vinegar. Otherwise, I want to say, dear Brother Colin, thank you so much for taking your very special and sacred Sunday and dedicating it to the purpose of inspiring and empowering the masses, because that is what you do best, Ben. So you know what? I'm going to start the show off with just saying, Colin, take the mic. I take the mic. I bring the mic drop.
I actually... So just on a funny note, because it's something that you said that was actually kind of funny. You said we don't really want to post things about Satanism. Now, I've actually been doing a lot of research on what Satanism is, and it's essentially what our show is about. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it's not about believing in, it's not about cherishing Satan. It's not about believing in the devil and worshiping the devil. No, it's actually just, they're taking all the hypocritical parts of main religion, like Christianity and Catholicism, and they're taking all of the stuff that's basically hypocritical and being like, okay, well, we're going to make the same religion, just the opposite. We're going to.
Interesting.
They're basically like, oh, like you have this reason for loving God. Okay, well, we're going to have the exact same reason for loving the devil, but we don't really love the devil. It's more like to show you that what you're believing in is silly, or
it's silly.
Not necessarily silly. You can believe in whatever you want, and I don't think beliefs are silly, but it's more like, here, we're doing this just because you guys are doing the same thing the opposite way.
Right, dude, it's the yin and the yang.
And so that's what's funny about what you said, because it's actually, in all reality, we'd actually probably be posting more of that
more
than we would other religious.
That's so true. And I guess I should have corrected myself.
No, I know where you're coming from.
I was more using that term in the sense of, you know, like anything that is just like, you know, negatively based. Like, you're right. That is not by any means the right context or the right word to use that context in, because actually, well, believe it or not, I've had some really, really beautiful, wonderful experiences meeting people that have labeled themselves as Satanists, and they're actually, I mean, from my experiences. Now, I haven't had a bunch of experiences, but I've had a few, and they, just like you said, brother, they very, very cool, down to earth people, and it's kind of the exact same thing. To my understanding, now, listeners, feel free to email us if you have a different ideology, a different thought system, if you think we're wrong, if you agree with us, if you want to argue with us, that's totally cool. We're not into arguing, but we're into compassionate conversation. But to finish the point, to my understanding, they basically, or the idea, quote unquote, of Satanism would be to honor, or I guess I should say, to, in the same way that one would pray to give thanks for everything, you know, that they want in life or everything that they have. Thank you, God, for my health. Thank you, exterior source of power that doesn't exist, because it's all within us, although it does exist, but it's all within us.
Right. It's closer to pagan than
that's right than a
monotheistic religion. Like, instead of like God being the one, there's like one thing that is God. Like, no, it's more like everything is God and everything is a part of God, and we cherish each thing separately as quote unquote God. I guess that would be my interpretation of it. I don't know if it's correct, but
sure, totally. And that's the beautiful thing also about ideologies and belief systems is, and religions, if you so choose to, well, religions do have those guidelines and stuff, but it depends. I was gonna say, but that's the beautiful thing, is you get to make it your own. You know, there is no rule book which says that right or wrong, but I think it's called the Bible. But that's not even saying what's right or wrong. The Bible is like, it's just basically saying like, you know, if you covet thy neighbor's wife, you're doing something that is, you know, not in alignment with your greatest self. Right. And I'm just,
you seen the movie called The Life of Brian, Monty Python?
I have.
Okay, ooh. So he walks out. He walks out with 15 tablets, and he goes, "Hello, everybody. These are the 15 commandments." And he drops one of the tablets, and it breaks on the floor. And he's like, "These are the 10 commandments." And that's how we have 10. It's a joke, but that's what I'm saying. The rule book could have been broken any time in the past. You know, we don't know.
Right. Right. Exactly. It actually, something else that you brought up, which I thought was kind of funny and cool and interesting is, you're right, man, you know, with all the content that we do share and that we do speak about, we would probably lean more towards something that is not necessarily based around like a fixed deity, right? For those of you that may just be tuning into the show a quarter way through, we do want to let you know, Brother Colin, in the studio with us today, we are honoring everything that we have talked about here through Dave's Good Vibration Station, as we so gracefully, graciously, humbly, and compassionately transform into Divine Mind Tribe Radio. There's just so much energy, and there's so much momentum, a velocity of momentum that revolves around what we've done with Dave's Good Vibration Station and, you know, all the amazing people that have contributed to creating Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com and just, you know, everything in general that we want to be as clear and transparent as we possibly can, while also inspiring you to pick up new ideas and maybe, you know, question certain thought patterns or ideologies in your life that might not be serving your highest and greatest good. So as Colin always shares with me, and as I always share with Colin, we are accountability partners to assist each other in being the best version of ourselves, so we can be the best for our families, our daughters. So my daughter, we got Uncle Colin, right? Are the women that we share our lives with, our parents, the masses, humanity, right? But within that comes a necessary presence for the desire and the willingness to look at things differently, right? And that's something that Colin is actually a tremendous catalyst to encouraging many, many, many people to do, is to, you know, look at things differently, is to see that, just like I said at the beginning of the show, I was, although I did use the word out of context, it was precisely, you know, what I'm talking about when I say Colin sometimes gets you to think, right? And that's why I love having my dear brother Colin on the show, sharing stuff.
Can I explain my perspective a little bit?
I'm actually really interested in the next thing I was going to ask you, if you wouldn't mind going into it, so the listeners could get a little bit more clarity. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I fully believe that the universe is objective. There is no ruler. There is no...
Right.
There is no karmic, like, line that we're sitting on, because...
Right.
The universe is objective. If a star implodes, that star's soul isn't going to, like, go to hell. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, right? That's right. So, like, that's absolutely right.
The universe is objective. As humans, though, we are not objective. I cannot go and hurt someone. That is not my right. I do not have the right to do that. Because as a human, I understand that I do not want to be hurt and that I do not want to hurt anyone else. And so in that sense, the universe is objective outside of us, but as humans to each other, we have to have some kind of ethical ground to stand on.
Yep.
Some kind of
moral baseline.
Some kind of moral baseline. And honestly, just to tie it back into things, we wouldn't have that moral baseline like we do without us having religion in the past. I mean, I want to say that isn't true, but a lot of our ethics and everything come from the Judeo-Christian, like, ethical standpoint of the fear of hell and stuff.
So, beautifully said. Yep.
And so now, me being the person I am in this age, and you being the person that you are in this age, and all the listeners, we are at a point where we've kind of outgrown that need for the fear. We don't need anymore because we have the ethics. Ethics already there, and we can learn and teach each other the ethics without the fear. I don't need to make someone not run away from me. I can just encourage them to grow, and then they'd want to be around me, if that makes sense. Yeah. I just think that that everything is beautiful, and that everybody is beautiful, and that nobody should hurt anyone. And
I couldn't agree more. I literally couldn't agree more. And actually, looping back around, I love the fact that you just used the sun as a metaphor. Because what is the only thing that the sun does, or that any sun does, is give light and give life. Now, at the end of its life, it explodes, it implodes, and if it's a big enough sun, it absorbs everything around it. So, interestingly enough, like the human experience, so as long as we continue to shine, so as long as we continue to provide the resources for happiness in not only our lives, number one, our lives, but other people's lives as well, right? We will continue to shine brighter, and we will continue to make a larger impact on the people around us. Just in the same way, the larger the sun, the brighter the shine, the further the reach of light, right? The more momentum that light has, the photonic emissions of that sun. So same with this human experience and human consciousness is we have a choice to either continue shining, continue refining our belief systems and doing whatever it is that we can to assist the masses in embodying a happier, healthier, wealthier, more joyous version of themselves. Or, I was going to say in conclusion, right? So if you're, if you shine throughout your life, when you do implode, when you do transition or whatever happens after the death experience, What do most people that love you, that you shined your light on, do? Is they actually they allow themselves to become absorbed by your loss, just like the sun. So the sun will absorb the elements and the materials around it to actually assist it in transmuting that energy into something else, whether that black hole.
I would say since I went through this, not metaphorically, I think that there is not a choice. Like you get sucked in. If that person was close enough to you, or the sun was close enough to you, you have no choice but to be absorbed into it. And I've experienced that firsthand because it's like,
right.
I didn't think I was going to be absorbed. I thought I was logical enough where I could be nah, dude, that sun, I can do the right trajectory and just go around the gravity. That thing just it takes your idea of what its gravity is going to be and fluctuates and moves it around and you can't get out of it. And you're just my ship is going into the sun. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Just breathe. That's all you can do.
Breathe through it, baby. Dude, beautifully said. So, so beautifully said. You know what's really cool, actually? If we cued in correctly, now we did get authorization that we were able to do this. We have the one and only Dr. Michelle actually in the process of trying to hop on the line with us here. So what we're going to do right now, just because Dr. Michelle has been a tremendous contribution to Dave's Good Vibration Station, and she has not only been one of the original inspirations for creating Teen Trends with Dave and Friends 11 years ago, almost 12 years ago, But along with that, she has been a huge influential impact on, like I said, not only the Vibration Station, but also many, 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 many people's lives. For those of you that are aware of Dr. Michelle, make sure to check her out every single Sunday, every single Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Keep in mind, Pacific Standard Time, that does throw some people off. Hey, and if you happen to miss the show, that's okay, because there's always archives. You guys can always go right back on Channel 1 and listen to any of the shows you want, whether it's here on the Vibration Station or Dr. Michelle on the Couch with Dr. Michelle, or any of the other LA Talk Radio radio shows that you guys love and listen to and appreciate. So, all right, guys. Colin, what I'm going to ask you to do, my dear brother, is if you could share. So, obviously, you know, we do, as candid as we are, we do still have a method to the madness. So, while I'm going ahead and queuing in Dr. Michelle, would you mind just briefly sharing with the masses some of the, I would say, as we were talking earlier in the week about what we were going to do this show on. This morning when we spoke, you said something really, really profound, and it triggered me to want to say, ooh, let's incorporate that in today's show. And what that was the thought that, okay, so basically you said before the show that, so I'm right in the middle of queuing in Dr. Michelle. Here we go. Excuse me. Sorry for my ums. That's like Radio 101, guys. No ums on radio. But Colin, what you did say before the show was, we are, what was the word?
We are a tribe.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Start there. We are a tribe. I love it. And we, you listeners are a part of this tribe. Go on, Colin.
Okay, so as a tribe, we want to incorporate every person that wants to be incorporated. We want to make people as loud as possible. Any kind of art form, any kind of writing, any kind of movie that you may be making, we are here to help you because we already have made a voice for ourselves. And with this voice, we are proud to be finding other artists that do not have the voice that we have and that do not have the kind of pool we have in the community that we have it in. And so we want to invite everyone that wants to be included in the word tribe, included in the word divine mind.
Yes.
Tribe. If you
yes.
want to be a part of it and you have something magical you've been working on, and you
yes.
need it, you need it to be out there, please contact us at any time, divinemindtriberadio@gmail.com. And
yes.
we would absolutely love to work with anyone that is going to be a part of this. So here's what I've been learning how to contribute. I've been learning how to write poems. They're more like epic poems. And that's so what I'm trying to do is start off Divine Mind Tribe with as much participation as possible. So I hope that my writing inspires you to write for some kind of contest. We don't know yet, but we are so excited to share your work and our work and become a bigger family than we are right now. And
I love that. I love that, bro. And actually, what a perfect segue, speaking about becoming a bigger family than we already are right now. I want to thank you, Colin, for sharing that. And actually, those words couldn't have been more perfect. Dr. Michelle, the one and only, very inspiring, very empowering, and really enlightening, just super beautiful and bright soul. I'd like to welcome the one and only Dr. Michelle from On the Couch with Dr. Michelle here on LATalkRadio.com, channel 1 every Friday at 11 Pacific Standard Time. What up, Doc?
Hey, Davey. Wow, what an intro. Thank you.
Well, you
I don't know what to say.
You deserve every you deserve every letter. No. How are you doing today, Doc?
Great. It's always great to hear you and Colin on the air together, you guys. It's just so nice to hear you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
What a great topic.
Yeah, right. I mean, here's the thing, Doc. As you know, right, we are in the process of slowly but surely, because obviously great things take time. Rome wasn't built in a day. But as you know, Doc, we are in the process of moving from, we are evolving, we are transforming, we are shifting, we are embodying a greater and wholer version of ourselves and what it is that we have to offer with these extremely beautiful and influential platforms on LA Talk Radio, Instagram, Facebook, these phenomenal social media platforms. As you know, Doc, you have been an instrumental piece in making all of these things happen. Now I remember.
Oh, 11, my pleasure.
It's the truth, though. I remember 11, almost 12 years ago, Colin and myself, brother Colin and myself, actually had the honor and pleasure of coming on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Like I said, this was about 11, maybe even 12 years ago. And I was so thrilled and blown away to have received the humble honor of being on your show. And along with Colin, we were so blessed to have that door open for us. And, you know, here we are a decade later, different in all ways, even cellularly, as we know, every 7 years we shed. Dot, one of the things that I actually want to ask you, and one of the reasons why I had asked you if you would feel comfortable, you know, being on today's show and integrating your energy into, you know, one of the concluding episodes of the Vibration Station until we transform officially into Divine Mind Tribe Radio. My question for you, Doc, is, over this last decade, in being an influencer, a powerful influencer in the radio community, not only internet radio, I'm not going to go into some of the other stations. Let's just say that, Dr. Michelle has definitely been around the block when it comes to radio, television. She's she's at the top of the list at After SAG over there. You know, they're SAG after saying, "Oh, Doc Michelle." No, but it's the truth. I'm not even kidding you guys.
She's
amazing. She's awesome. Also, before I ask her this question, make sure guys to take a few minutes and go ahead, Google search talkshowtherapist.com. That's TALKSHOW therapist, TherapistTherapist.com. Make sure to check out talkshowtherapist.com. You'll see how Dr. Michelle is the official body language expert for Entertainment Tonight. She has done body language analysis from everyone, from Lindsay Lohan to the Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
It goes on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
She's met with been on the Robert. My mind today. Robert
no
Daly.
Worries.
Is it the Robert Daly Show? Robert Daly?
The show is not on the air, so I don't know if it was on. It's okay. You know.
Point
but
being,
you can talk about.
Doc's been
you
around
can talk
the block.
About, yeah, I've been working on some Discovery Channel stuff to help, analyze and solve certain. Let's just say.
That's right. Cold case mysteries.
Cases.
That's
yeah.
right.
Things like
that's
that.
Right.
So yeah, that's what I've been working on a lot. So yeah.
So what?
It's fun. It's fun.
What's so cool with that, guys, and listeners? You understand the entire purpose of this show. The entire purpose of asking for your time during your precious Sunday. To hear out what we have to say revolves around the sole purpose of assisting you in asking yourself if your current thought patterns, your current belief systems, where you currently are in life, the story that you have told yourself about yourself, whether that is still serving you. What are some of the things that you can change? What are some of the things in your story that are so traumatic that you might need to do some really serious work to heal, right? So it is my pleasure to ask you, Doc, over the last decade plus, what have been some of the most profound shifts and changes in your life, I know there's been a lot that's changed in your life over the last decade, but not only your life, but along with your life, what changes have you seen in the people that that you inspire, that communicate with you? Obviously, you're not able to, have face-to-face or even email or talk with all of them, but you really do make an effort, as do I. You've inspired me to understand the importance of always doing our best to reach out to anybody and everybody that takes the time to want to reach out to us. But what are some of the things that you've learned in the last decade being on LA Talk Radio, on the couch with Dr. Michelle, watching the shifts of this planet, let it be, and we don't need to get into the specifics of this, but let it be political, let it be spiritual, energetic, psychological, quantum. The mic is yours.
Oh, you're great. That's a really hard question to answer.
I'm glad. I love putting you on the spot. I'm totally kidding, Doc.
If that's too much. I learned from my guests, particularly what I've learned.
Yeah, way cool.
Yeah.
You have the coolest guests ever. Oh my gosh. You've had Marianne Williamson, you've had Dr. Joe Dispenza, you've had some really amazing people. Yeah, please go on. Let's hear about this.
Yeah, Keith McPherson's all these amazing people who I've been blessed
Keith
with.
Keith McPherson, amazing.
Oh man, he's the best. So many people I've been able to learn from and pass along to my listeners. And I think some of the most profound lessons that I've learned. First of all, I want to get a shout out to Sam, the owner of LA Talk Radio, who is our patriarch. He's our beloved founder, who is the head of the family. I want to give a shout out to Ronan, who is he's the best. He puts up all of our iTunes, shows on iTunes.
All the podcasts.
He loads up the content. I just want to say hi to the family because they are the family. LA Talk Radio is our family. So what I've learned is that they are our family. And we love them for being around and being with them for almost 12 years.
That's right.
So it's about love. It's all about it's all about changing negativity. I learned from Dr. Joe Dispenza that the moment we can start to realize and change up our negative patterns, which get us out of living in the past of negativity, the moment we can embrace every day and say, this is new and fresh, and I'm going to start changing those negative thoughts into, yeah, but, and change it slowly so we can rewire our brains. And then we'll, of course, manifest exactly what we're thinking in our minds. So when we start to the positive, the field brings us what we want. So that's one of the most profound things that I've learned. And from Marianne Williamson, it's all about love. It's all about just, and it's the heart-brain coherence that I've learned from Greg Braden. Our heart, you know, having the sensory neurites that are the feeling, they call it the little brain. We all have the feeling. It's an electromagnetic current that we put out into the field from our hearts. And it overpowers those same neurons in our brain. So if we really give our hearts and share love and try to be positive and give what we can to others and keep our own self-love intact, that's what it's about. So in short, those are the biggies that I really learned. That wow. When it's all said and done, if we can expand love in our hearts and allow others to have their truth, their belief systems. And I'm not talking about, you know, people who've committed murders or have hate in their hearts or who, you know, who want to destroy others. I'm saying we have to pity them. We have to somehow forgive them, but try to protect those, you know, innocent souls. So
that's right.
That's what it's about, basically. And God, what else can I say? It's just,
that's beautiful.
You know, life is everlasting. It's all about going into the field. There is Max Planck back in 1942 called it the Matrix. It's the Matrix.
Yeah.
It's the Matrix. So
it is indeed.
We all go back into the Matrix and figure it out. Come back down here if we want to figure it out and work out some of our higher conscious lessons.
You're so cool, Doc.
So that's
you're
what,
so cool.
Amen. I have to say amen. I'm sorry. I agree so wholeheartedly, Michelle. Thank you.
Oh, man.
But, dude, I love it.
Thank you, Colin. I love you. You know, I've known Colin. I guess you were like 15 when I met you, right?
Yep. Yep.
You guys were. Yeah. You're such a special soul, Colin. I just want you to know that.
He really is. Yeah, Colin is a really special soul. We're very, very blessed to have Colin be a part of our family and our tribe.
Yeah.
And,
you
know, it would not, the contribution of everybody's energy that has made Dave's Good Vibration Station what it is today, that has made Divine Mind Tribe what it is today, and that has made, and in the process of making Divine Mind Tribe Radio what it is going to be, it is just phenomenal. And Colin, you are a beautiful soul. Thank you. Thank you, Doc. Well, hey, congratulations. Congratulations to you, too. You're a huge part of it.
Hey.
We couldn't have done it without you. Actually, literally, we couldn't have done it without you. For those of you that don't. Yeah, sorry. Please go on.
No, just thank you for all that. I appreciate that. No, it's my pleasure. It worked out the way it was supposed to, I guess.
It absolutely did. It absolutely did.
Yeah.
And for those of you that actually are not familiar with this, for those of you that do not know this, it was Dr. Michelle that actually gave us the opportunity, opened up the door for me to have our dear beloved owner of the radio station, Sam, who is once again such an amazing soul, such a beautiful person.
Yeah.
Ronan, who is the heart and the soul and the blood and the veins to making sure that all this happens, you know. We are all collectively working together to ensure that every single week we are doing something to raise the collective vibration of this planet.
Yeah.
If we as individuals become so consumed with the day-to-day, excuse my French, shit. Thank you for being on the internet and not being regulated by the FCC. If we continue to allow ourselves to be so consumed by worrying about what other people think of us, or by taking on the pain of what someone else sees us as versus what we, see ourselves as, right? When we choose to give others the power over our own state of contentment and our own peace of mind, this is when we literally eliminate our own empower. No, I shouldn't say eliminate. This is how we dull. This is how we dim our empowerment.
Right.
Not only is today's show. Yeah, that's right. Right. So and I know you know this from your own personal practice, and I know that Colin knows this from his own personal experiences in life, and I sure as heck know this from my personal experiences in life as well, guys. If there is one thing that we as a tribe can share with you that is so important, and we said this last week, and I'm going to say it again this week, right? You must now more than ever. You must now, who am I to say you must? Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Think however you want. Be however you want. If you are looking for a path of least resistance, if you are looking to be a happier, healthier, attract more wealth, overall just an aligned individual, the number one thing that I invite you, that we collectively invite you to do, is to analyze the people, which are just reflections of you. They're just simply reflections of you. Analyze the people in your life that honor your value. The more time you spend with people that do not honor your value, the more time you will invest in not honoring your own value. Most of the time, you just might end up with the shit end of the stick because you're so drained from being, quote unquote, the victim. It is your responsibility. It is our responsibility before we complain or before we allow another to pull and drain and vampire our energy. We must decide for ourselves the pros and the cons, the benefits and the sacrifices. And through understanding who honors you, who honors your power, who respects you, you then, from that point, can start to build an amazing life for yourself. And Doc, this is something that you taught me. You know, we are at 150 on the show. Colin, you have been such a tremendous beacon of light for not only today's show, but every single show that you have ever been on here on, whether it was Teen Trends or Vibration Station or even on the couch with Dr. Michelle. You have always brought in profound wisdom, and we love you so dearly for that. And we thank you, dear brother.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, brother. And check this out. Before we go, I want to say, Dr. Michelle, the exact same goes for you. You are
thank you.
Once again, truly a beacon of light. You guys got to check out every Friday at 11 on the couch, Pacific Standard Time, on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Here's
Thanks,
the thing,
David.
Guys. We love you. We are all a tribe. We are all, as Colin mentioned earlier in today's show, we are all family. If you are looking to participate in a group of people that only wants the best for you unconditionally, we don't need to know who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. You having the desire to want to be the best version of yourself is the only requirement to actually make that shift happen, right? We love you. We're here for you. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and profound laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure, guys, to check us out on our sibling platform via Instagram at divine.mind.tribe, along with our sibling Instagram account at You Are Unlocked. Very, very cool. That's one of the accounts that Colin is heavily managing and spreading some really beautiful, powerful information. Now, I've gone way too long over the show. I love you guys so much. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to email us, divinemindtriberadio@gmail.com. We will keep you posted on Divine Mind Tribe on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, so on and so forth. And along with that, treat yourself like the creator in which you are and create that in which you wish to see more of. In the words of Michael Jackson, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. All right, guys. Love you so much. Blessings to all of you. And we will see you next Sunday. Peace. Peace, peace, peace. Love and light.